Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, here we go. They're back on your TV screens. The Nolan sisters. Yes. The Nolans go cruising. It follows Colleen, Linda, Maureen and Anne as they embark on a journey through the Mediterranean on a cruise ship. And on the line now we have Colleen and Maureen. I'm in the mood. Hello, Maureen.
Hi. Very nice.
Luckily, you weren't deciding that I would be the lead singer.
Yeah, you'd have just blown it.
Yeah, Maureen and Colleen, how are you doing, Colleen?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I watched the first two episodes. Is there only two or is there more?
No, there's eight episodes.
Do you know what I loved about it? There's a lovely family dynamic in it, and nothing is off the car, off, you know, off the table. You talk about everything, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you get to our age, you know, I think people are tired of being lied to, and there's so much BS going around, isn't there? So we just they allowed us just to be completely ourselves, and we just talked about everything as we do generally, you know, when we meet up. So
So Colleen, it's, as I say, it's the four of you, yourself and Maureen and Anne and Linda, and it's the first time that you sang I'm in the Mood for Dancing since Bernie died.
We've sang it individually in pantos and things like that, but we've never sang it with us four, and certainly it's years since I myself sang it with Anne in the group. So yeah, this combination of us four, it's been years and years since we've sang it together.
So the ship, it's a huge yoke, isn't it? It's a gigantic thing.
A huge yoke.
You set off from Genoa and you go on a Mediterranean cruise, and in the second episode people see you getting off in Palermo. There's constant talk about men, Maureen.
Well, isn't there always with four single women? We're all single now.
Are you all single?
We are, yeah.
For various reasons.
We're all single. So, you know, it's bound to be. We love men, you know. But
all we're managing to do at the moment is talk about them. That's all we do.
You do. When I say, you know, there's a lot of honesty in it as well. You talk about your dad and his problem with the drink, and he was a bit of a philanderer, wasn't he? Your dad. And
go on, Maureen. You can answer that one.
That's what makes the program more engaging, because it could be light and fluffy and just ye preparing to sing I'm in the Mood for Dancing, but there's a lot more to it. There's the family dynamics and there's lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we wanted to make it. Yeah, just kind of real, and us just being ourselves really was the main thing, you know.
Mm.
So we had an absolute ball. You know, we've never laughed so much.
Time.
Yeah, and just remind people, when did the family leave Ireland?
We left when I was eight, so in 1962.
Right.
I think. Yeah, 1962.
Yeah.
Yeah, we moved to Blackpool.
Because the other thing that struck me was that with a lot of you still have a sort of an Irish accent, a little lilt there.
Yeah.
Can I just say, listening to this conversation, Maureen's turned into Molly Malone.
I was going to say that. Maureen's more Irish than you, Colleen.
Maureen,
doesn't
it?
I'm much older than Colleen.
All right, so you. But it's
Colleen was born in England, yeah. It was nice that I could hear the Irish accent actually on the cruise. I mean, actually, when I'm talking, as Colleen says, to anybody Irish, I did a tour of Ireland last year. And I was Kitty O'Shea for the whole tour, you know. It's easy to slip back in to it, isn't it? And all our relatives, we've so many relatives, obviously, and they're all very Irish, so,
And Colleen, there's that lovely Irish thing that we slag each other, and it's a sign of affection. You only slag people that you really like, and you can see that among the four of ye, that there's lovely slagging going on. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do that all the time, and it's one of those things, isn't it? We can slag each other off constantly, but anyone else tries to join in, and we all look at them like, don't
free
even
for
think
all.
About
yeah.
it. Yeah.
30 million records you sold back in the day.
Yeah.
And then you didn't, in what I saw, you didn't name the people who are pretty skint, but you say that some of you are pretty skint.
Yeah, most of us really. Colleen's not, but most of Colleen's money, I think you'll agree, Col, was made outside the Nolans, you know, through her presenting jobs and stuff. And the same with Bernie. Bernie was a skint because he's been on the backside and her acting, you know. But the rest of us are pretty skint.
And how did,
but you've got to laugh, haven't
Maureen,
you?
But how does that make you feel when you know that you sold, you were so successful? And that you've nothing to show for it?
I've just given up dwelling on it, really. I mean, as I said on the programme, then you're still skint and then you're bitter and twisted as well.
And
so
skint,
what's the point,
right.
You know?
So you might be skint and happy. And
Well, absolutely. You know, and basically, except for the money side of things, we're all very happy, you know. We've got our grandchildren, our children, and we have a ball generally. But, yeah, we haven't got any money, but then there's thousands of people who have no money, isn't there?
So Anne is the eldest. And she says on a number of occasions when talking about learning the choreography for the performance that she's worried about the dancing. And she says that she's near 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 70 this year.
Is she 70 this year? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she looks amazing. She's worried about... Sorry, Anne. Sorry, Colin.
I was just saying she looks amazing and... you know, Anne's never, she was worried about the choreography. She's never found choreography like a natural thing anyway, did she, Mo, even years ago?
No.
And she's not just pushed so many years. So to expect her to just instantly jump back in, you know, was hard for her.
It's a pity that the programme isn't on, you know, a terrestrial, you know, that people would know. It's on Quest Red on Freeview 38.
Yeah.
Sky, you get it on 149. Virgin, you get it on 215. So people can find it there. The Nolans go cruising. And it's on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock on Quest Red. Because it's a very enjoyable watch. It's a really enjoyable watch. I didn't know what to expect, really. And then there's this...
Neither did we.
Right, there you go. And there's the spine going through it that you have to decide who's going to take the lead vocals on I'm in the Mood for Dancing.
Yeah.
Because that was Bernie's job when she was alive, wasn't it, Colleen?
It
was Bernie was the lead singer of all our hits, really. And certainly I'm in the Mood for Dancing, which is our most iconic one, really. You know, I just, whenever I hear that, all I can think about is Bernie. So, it's very tough shoes to fill. Really, and I don't think that any of us would expect to fill them as well as Bernie did, you know.
It all climaxes when you perform I'm in the Mood for Dancing on this huge yoke of a cruise ship in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And all your fans are there. Right, so great talking to you. And maybe if you're in the country, Maureen, Colleen, again, you might drop in and say hello.
Oh
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. See you. Good luck to you. Bye. Bye.
I'm giving it all tonight.
It's a cracker. So tomorrow, among other things, it's Colette Bailey versus Mary Carter in the final of the All-Ireland Quiz. Join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Mary Wilson is on the way. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Good luck. See ya.